We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami's Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
This is a very important week for Dolphins fans. You're going to see Jay Cutler in his first ever start at quarterback for the Dolphins.
I'm excited.
This is a very important week for Channing Crowder fans as his reality show debuts tonight.
Not so excited. And let's talk about Jay Cutler.
A very important week for Mark Hockman fans as I will be dressing as a Hurricanes cheerleader on Friday I have lunch with Brady Quinn.
So. You got the outfit?
So here's what's going on with the outfit. I was talking with my contact at the University of Miami over the weekend.
Sounds like you're coming with the flam gullery right now.
I'll tell you what my day was like. This drives me crazy. And I wish I had a producer that I could just hand this stuff off to, but I don't trust him, so I end up doing this all myself.
What's a producer?
But I end up, so I text my contact at the University of Miami this weekend. Hey, can I come down maybe today and get the cheerleader outfit, blah, blah, blah. Text back, we're having some issues with getting you a thing. So now I text again this morning. I really need to have something at least a couple days before Friday because I don't want people to come out and I've just put on a pair of cutoff sweatpants and, you know, like that. I don't want to rip people off.
I would venture to say you might need some adjustments.
Yeah, well, okay, only do I need adjustments, but I don't want to be caught on Friday without having a cheerleader's outfit, and then I try to put something together that's not really paying off the bet. I want it to be a cheerleader's outfit. So he says, we're having some problems getting you one. So now I go online. Now imagine the search for adult-sized cheerleader outfits. So I end up with a woman in Tennessee that essentially makes personalized outfits for strippers.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I end up with. So now I'm Facebook messaging with her.
Okay.
Trying to explain. I'm sure she just thinks I'm a creep, but I'm like, I'm a radio host. I'm a guy. I don't really want the bikini top that you're advertising in the picture. I'd like to get something a little more.
Can we get a list of clients in South Florida just to know where to lean?
There's some sexy outfits that she has. There's some sexy outfits.
Where are those, man? Quit being stingy.
And then I contacted another place, Canes Wear and Miami Fan Wear, and I talked with them, and I said, do you have any, you know, adult size cheerleader outfits or whatever? And he said, we've got a couple boxes in. He said we haven't opened them yet, so I'm not certain that we have your size. And I said, well, God, I hope you don't.
I hope you weren't saying it with the pause that you've used so far. Hey, how you doing? Do you have an adult size cheerleader outfit? Don't do that. You already put them in a bad place.
They know me, so they're aware of it. So, anywho, I got a text on my drive in from the University of Miami. And it said, got it approved. And so I wrote back, my man. And then the response from UM, my sources over there, was boom shakalaka. So looks like all systems are go for Friday.
I like it. I'm excited.
All right. So Friday, and I want, you know, I've talked with Mike Cuno at CBS4 about them covering it. They're trying to see what their shooting schedule is for Friday because, hey, man, if you're going in, you might as well go in the deep end.
Jump in.
I'm not tipping my toe in this pool. I will drive up to that Duffy's implantation on Friday. I will get there 10:59, and I will get right out of my car. I will be driving to Duffy's from Boca in that cheerleader outfit, and I will walk in. I will see where my table is. Where my date is.
You want to meet somewhere around that area? Because I have the pickup truck, and you can ride in on the back. Like they
like
do.
A like a parade?
Almost like a parade. Like I can ride you and you'll sit on the back. Maybe throw some beads like Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that.
Throw some candy.
I'll pass.
Now we're talking.
I'll pass. I'll just pull up to Duffy's. I'm going to hustle in. I'm gonna greet my date, Brady Quinn, and sit down, order a salad, eat my salad, and get the hell on.
If you're fully taking it on, drive that little drop top you drive sometimes.
All right, put the top down?
Yeah. That's a totally embraces what you're doing there.
So that's Friday. Duffy's Plantation, 11 a.m. And again, the reason that we're having lunch a little bit early is we're not doing the show there. So by 1 o'clock, got to get out of there so we can get to the station by 2 o'clock on Friday. So I'm guessing Brady Quinn and I and Channing will be there, and I'm going to invite some other people as well. And it should be a fun event, and it's free, and come out and have lunch at Duffy's and watch me in all my shame. And to be quite honest, Brady Quinn in all his shame.
Oh, yeah.
and enjoy some lunch. It's the Duffy's Implantation. It's this Friday. It's 11 a.m., and I will pay off my bet. And this is because of the University of Miami losing to Notre Dame. I'm angry at UM over this because it should have been me having a nice leisurely lunch while Brady Quinn was dressed as a quarterback from Notre Dame back from his college days.
I think this might be a setting up round two.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know what we're going to do, though. I can't do the same thing over again. And
No. Who came on talking about John Michaels? From Atlanta last week,
right?
11-1. Canes 11-1. Winners of the ACC Coastal. And you're all yelling, oh, can you feel it, Valero? Play my song. Yeah. No. I need some swag about UM now.
Yeah, if but what do you want me to do? You want me to do the same bet?
Something. Well, you got to go a little deeper.
Well, that's
now.
What I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, what do we come up with here? And is Brady Quinn going to be willing to risk it as well?
Well, you're wearing what now? You're wearing a
cheerleader outfit.
Cheerleader top, arms out, but a skirt.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but that's what I'm guessing.
The next step would be bikini.
I'm hoping, though, I asked them for a cheerleader's outfit, either A, the male cheerleader outfit with pants and a long sleeve shirt and a sport coat, or back from the 60s. That's the way. Or
you know why they stopped? Because people were having heat strokes.
Or a burka. I wouldn't mind wearing a UM burka.
No, we got to see them thighs.
In that situation.
We got to see those long thighs.
You're
going to
see them thighs. Yeah, they are long thigh hairs.
I know they
are.
And
I'm not shaving down.
No, man.
What you see is what you get, man.
All right. Like those European women.
That's Friday. If you're coming, that you do so at your own risk. Duffy's in Plantation and
don't worry about it. We'll have our man side over there. I'm having me a man table.
Maybe O.J. McDuffie will want to go. Doesn't he live around that area?
We're going to punch each other in the shoulder every 5 minutes just to let us feel our testosterone.
I wonder if Brady will sit on the same side of the table as me.
Oh, if y'all had a four-top, you got to sit northeast. Y'all
right.
got to sit. Yeah, you got to sit. You can't sit across.
Right. Because it's a date.
Yeah, but it's a date of people that know it. This isn't a blind date. Y'all,
correct.
We've interviewed Brady for years.
Right.
Y'all
so,
are close.
Right. Like, this is the next step in our relationship.
This is knowing somebody for years and growing together. And
then deciding.
Let's take a chance at this.
Yeah,
let's take a chance. Let's take a chance.
Brady,
date.
We're going to take a chance on Friday.
You got to be aggressive.
Tonight, well, I don't want to be aggressive. I'd like to let him, I'm sure he's been aggressive in his life. He's a football player. So
at least rub your feet against his thigh.
Oh, is that aggressive? Because I was going to do that.
I was actually going
to try that on you today. I'm going to practice my game.
Don't waste it. Don't
I'm going to practice
it.
My game, though. See how it goes.
Let's talk through it.
Now, tonight, Channing Crowder's reality show.
Hey,
debuts on VH1, 10 p.m. I set my DVR over the weekend, season pass. It's called Baller Wives. They list the stars on it, you know, on like the guide.
Yeah.
You're not on there. Neither is your wife, Asia. Why?
We ain't make the cut.
I don't understand that. Like, why? You know, like, I don't
get
that.
Listen, bro, I went into this blind. And to be honest, I'm still blind because we don't see any episodes.
So you haven't seen any kind of director's cut or any kind of pre-show airing?
No. You know when I find out when y'all text me or tweet me? You were forever. Oh, did you see the VH1 Instagram? And I'll go and watch it. But I don't see any of that before.
So what are you going to do tonight? 10 o'clock VH1. Are you going anywhere? Is there any premiere party or are you...
It's funny because there was a couple dabblings or talks about viewing parties at different cast members' homes, but as it gets closer and closer, people start falling off. So it got to a point where, yeah, Me and AJ just sitting in the house.
Because it could be uncomfortable, right? Depending
that's,
on the way
what it is.
Depending on the way that it gets portrayed.
You could be, you could be. That it's funny. It's like wrestling or anything, or even a movie. Antagonist, protagonist, wrestling. What's it, the heel and the pretty boy?
Right.
Like, you need two sides. Like, that's what creates, if you just, any movie you love, there's always two sides. So you have to have two sides. So I think people are starting to kind of muster where their side is and be like, damn, I don't know if I want to be seen on this side.
Well, because I imagine while they were filming the series, everyone believes they're representing themselves well.
Yes.
And then as you get closer to the air date, you start thinking, you know, if they just use that one portion where I showed a little bit of sign of weakness to my wife or whatever, they could paint a totally different picture of me.
Yes. Yeah. And just like the silly stuff I do thinking about because they edit it. So I do a lot of silly stuff. If you edit out some of the dumb stuff I do, you can. Perfect example. If I go in the bathroom with somebody I know, but it's awkward, I'll moan and groan like it hurts just to be funny. So the person's kind of looking at me like, damn, bro, it's not supposed to hurt that much when you go to the bathroom. And I'd be like, nah, I was just playing. But if you edit that out, it'd be like, damn.
What's going on?
Probably got something.
Right.
So now it's a, so that
and
was,
you
that
never
was
know what they're
going to
need.
And the mic is, and we've talked about this from the beginning, the mic's always on you for hours. So it'll slip. And to be honest, that Pinot Grigio and IPA might get to me. And then I don't, you know, then I really forget where the mic is.
So literally just you and your wife watching the show tonight?
Yes.
Or what about the kids? Kids are going
to
be asleep?
Oh, it starts at 10?
Yeah.
They'll be 3 hours in the sleep. My kids go to bed at sunset.
Will you show them at some point or they're too young to see this?
When they can use the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you know what? My kids are, they filmed the kids one time. So if they make the cut, I'll show them themselves. But I'm not going to show them the lead up because I think it's dumb to put kids in grown-up situations.
And have you heard from like the VH1 producers or anything where they say, hey, if you guys get this many rating points or if you get this many season passes on DVRs, I'm imagining they get that kind of data, then we're pretty certain there's going to be a season two? Or like, is there any kind of direction?
No, there's they haven't told us anything, but there's a number set or there's a thing set. Because you've seen some of them, you know, some shows happen and become nothing, and some shows happen and run for 10 years. So I guess it's just if it blows up. And it has a lot to do with, like, social media and all that. Like, they encourage all that social media interaction with your fans. If somebody tweets you or Instagrams you, talk back so that they know, you know, you're interactive with the show. They got into all that stuff. I'm not going to do it. But I hope my wife will do it to, you know, keep the family looking good. Because, I got fishing to do.
All right. So tonight, DVR it. If you're not going to be up watching it live, I will, of course, be watching it live. But tonight, VH1, 10 p.m., Baller Wives. It is Channing and his wife. It is Mike Vick and his wife. Asante Samuel and his wife. Chris Chambers and his wife. Brent Grimes and Miko Grimes.
Julius Jones
and his wife.
And then a
couple other single ladies as well.
Ladies, yeah.
So you will get a glimpse inside Crowder's baller life.
And some of the single girls are exes of other. I didn't even know who they were until a couple of months in. And I was like, so how is she? Oh, is this baby mom? I'm like, wow, okay, I got it now. So.
Somebody texts in, look at the description for episode 2 of Baller Wives. So see if you could pull that up in the guide or online, Falero, and read that to us. Just let us know when you have a...
After reading the description of 1.
What's the description of 1?
It's that Kiafa and Stacey Chambers, their friends argue about something at a boat party or whatever. She's going to be a part of tonight. I don't know if I make it.
Right. It's more about the wives. It's supposed to be about the wives.
Yes. Yeah. So my wife's going to make it guaranteed. And this morning when I got up, because it's crazy to say that people, like, they're jumping on it. I went to the Dolphin game, and it was the weirdest thing. The demographic of fans are moving down already. Because you know who talks to me. You've been around me. You talking about 40 to 70-year-old men? I am the bee's knees.
You are, man. God, they love
damn, it. Damn, Crowder, I watched your daddy. So, like, right. I'm used to the 40 to 70-year-old men.
Right.
I was at the Dolphin game. Me and Chris Whittingham do the pregame show. So I leave, and I'm waiting for Wolfman. Who invites you to the game and gets there 45 minutes late?
I'd be hot,
man. Now I'm sitting outside Dolphin Stadium with all the fans pouring in. So now it's autograph session for me for 45 minutes. I hauled ass. I said, man, keep your ticket. I got to go home. I can't sit there and sign autographs all day. But it was funny. There was a group of young girls, max 17. They walk past, and their dads are behind them. That's what young girls do. They don't want to walk with their dads. But the big fat dude smoking a cigar behind a group of girls, you know what he's there for. And he stops. And so they can't go in the game now because daddy didn't stop to talk to me. One of them girls turned around. Ooh, girl, that boy got a show coming out. All six or seven of the young 14 to 17-year-old girls came back and got me and took pictures with me. They did not know a damn tackle I ever made.
Because reality stars that's the biggest stars in their stratosphere. YouTube stars, reality stars, like that's Kardashian stuff.
So now I'm going to lock in. I got the 40 to 70-year-old male locked in. Those are my boo-boos. I'm going to move down into the teenage girl all the way to the 70-year-old man. We'll be set, man. The show's going to blow up.
What's the description of episode two, Falero?
Well, the first sentence, Miko Grimes, wife of Brent Grimes, confronts Asia Crowder and her husband Channing.
Wow. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
So that's a week from today.
So episode two is going to be Miko Grimes confronting Asia and Channing Crowder. I could not be more excited for this.
So I guess this is the lineup tonight, the setup for the...
get to know the characters, and then you'll start to figure out what the angles
thing,
are.
Because I said, I don't know how you could paint me other than a real silly big country fella. Like, if you could paint me another way, I want to see it.
Well, you could be painted as a dumb jock.
That's fine, too. That's called country dumb. I've been playing that my whole life.
Right, but you've been playing that.
Yeah.
It may actually be portrayed as who you are.
Because I was dropping Denzel lines throughout it. So you can't be paid as a dumb jock saying things like anything you practice at, you'll be good at.
Right, yeah, you actually could. Somebody texts in, for the next bet, if Hawk loses, he should dress like a UM track runner. That would be, that the stakes have been raised,
That's
ladies and
good.
Gentlemen. Those are not pretty outfits if you're not a runner.
The high thigh cut?
Ooh, those are bad, man.
Because certain parts of you I haven't seen, I don't think I want to see.
Yeah,
like, earlier we were talking about your thighs, and I was thinking, like, I've never seen your thighs, but I'm the opposite of wanting.
Well, here,
what is the
see.
Opposite of wanting to here, see? No, 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 no. I was about to say the opposite. Don't
that.
Pull that
look
out.
That. You can't get
man, like a gallon
that.
Of milk. Big, thick, hairy gallon of milk. You never take your shorts off?
Well, I don't sunbathe in the nude, if that's what you're asking me.
You gotta hit that backyard. You got a fence. I've seen your backyard. Money. Sport court.
Clark Spencer.
Ooh, not a sport court.
Clark
no.
Spencer is going to join us in the next segment. So the big news is the Marlins are selling. This is a reality.
I love it.
In fact, someone tweeted me because we were talking about, you know, will this make a difference or whatever. Somebody tweeted me over the weekend. I'm here at the Rockies game, haven't been to a game all season, but I'm going today just because I know that this ownership group won't be here much longer. So maybe it will make a difference. I don't know. But Clark Spencer covers the Miami Marlins for the Miami Herald. We'll get the latest on the sale. We got to talk a little Giancarlo with him as well because that
goodness.
Dude is on a tear. It's ridiculous what he's doing.
How do you figure it out?
I don't know. That's crazy.
I need to ask some baseball people. How does that happen?
Like, this guy is on, he is on pace right now to shatter things. Like he comes up to the plate and you're guessing it's going to be a home run. Like, every time he steps to the plate. If you go to a Marlins game, Marlins are at home against the Giants tonight, you're going to expect to see a Giancarlo Stanton home run every single game that you go to.
The run, what is it, 21 and 33?
Yeah,
something,
I saw
something like that. But just think about that. This is everybody. This is Mark McGwire. This is Sammy Sosa. This is Barry Bonds. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's on ESPN nonstop.
But this is through the entire time of baseball, the only person to do it. The top home run percentage in that frame through the entire steroid area all the way back to Barry Bonds. I'm like, forever? Because I thought that steroid, like, the home runs hitting that steroid or the home run windows were never going to be matched again. He just beat the history, or right now he's in the middle of the history of Major League Baseball hitting. Like, that blows my mind.
21 home runs over the last 33 games.
And that's the best of all time.
21 home runs over the last 33 games.
And ain't juicing none of that. We got through all that. And he just set a Major League Baseball record.
Coming
Come on,
out
man.
Of the home run derby, where people always say you lose your swing, you lose your power because it's too many swings in such a short period of time. So Clark Spencer, he covers the Miami Marlins. We're going to talk about the Marlins sale with him when we come back.
Radio.com. Radio.
Lots of people celebrating the news of the Marlins being sold. That news started to break while we were on the air Friday.
Yep.
And then as the evening progressed, they got the actual, I think, signed deal that night up to MLB. And David Sampson had a press conference this weekend.
We got action.
We got action. I thought the press conference from David Sampson was a little bit odd. It's like...
he's an odd dude.
Yeah, he's an odd dude. Because I almost feel like that press conference should be... I almost felt like he was admonishing Jorge Mas for, like, you're not going to be a part of it. You're a nice guy. I don't know. It was a weird vibe, but we're going to be done with them.
Although Sampson did something wrong.
Although maybe we're not going to be done with David Sampson. That's part of the story, too, is that it seems like
I don't know how bad idea that is to keep him around. I don't know. Because he's been a part of it from the beginning. So if he knows all the ins and outs, even if he wasn't doing it well.
The ins and outs of what? A failing ball club?
But just the business partners, where things are coming from, the money flow. Like, he has a knowledge of everything. It's almost like buying a failing business, but keeping the manager around just so you can see how the failing business was run so you know to go the opposite way. Hey, Samson, well, how are you dealing with this guy? Oh, we were on an email basis. I'm going to call him every day.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, just to see how business was done to have something to compare it to. I don't know if this is the way it's going, but I don't have a problem with Samson staying around for a couple months just to let him know how things were running.
I'd like to see a fresh start. I think most baseball fans in South Florida would as well. But let's talk with Clark Spencer. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Clark Spencer covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. This is obviously big news for a lot of sports fans here in South Florida. We'll get into, like, the basics of it. But what about the David Sampson element, where the reports are he's going to be still part of the ball club? Mike Hill as well. I happen to like Mike Hill a lot, so I don't have a problem with that, although you could pick apart.
Was he successful?
No,
with his
I mean,
job,
not,
or
not
do you like
Mike
him
Hill.
As a person?
I like Mike Hill as a person, but if you look at their farm system, it doesn't seem like he's done a gangbuster's job. But go ahead, Clark Spencer. First of all, the notion that David Sampson might still be part of the organization rubs you how?
It doesn't rub me one way or the other. You got to look at it different ways. I mean, he, as well as Mike Hill, as well as several other executives in the organization are under contract for several more years. So if you're the new owner coming in, or are you just going to say, okay, we'll just keep paying you, go home, head off to retirement, or do you want to put them to work doing something? So, you know, you could keep them around and maybe at a lesser capacity, continue to pay them. I do think that they need to, whoever takes over this team, it looks like Derek Jeter obviously now and Bruce Sherman, that needs to come in here and really make some major, major changes. And this includes not just what we see on the field, but the business model and everything, you know, marketing. They need to come in here and find a way to reengage the fan base, because that's where this franchise suffers more than anywhere.
In your estimation, along those lines, Bruce Sherman, Derek Jeter, they come in. Is this going to be a good thing, a great thing, a bad thing, a thing that doesn't make any kind of difference?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We know Derek Jeter was a pretty darn good shortstop for 20 years in a New York Yankees uniform, but we have no idea whatsoever whether he can run a baseball team or not. Has he ever done it? No. You know, but... You know, it's all going to be contingent on, I think, him surrounding himself with those who are knowledgeable about running a franchise, procuring talent, amateur as well as professional. Because let's face it, the Marlins, if you look at the Marlins now, their core lineup is not bad. It's pretty good. I mean, they're still hovering close to 500, and you would have never imagined that possible given how awful their starting rotation is. It's awful. And their bullpen is depleted, and yet they're still hanging in there because their lineup's pretty good. But here's the problem. I mean, this is a house with no foundation. They have no depth in their minor league system, and that needs to be rebuilt. And that might require some pretty hard, serious decisions of what they're going to do with these core players. And I guess what I'm saying specifically, they're going to have to consider trading some of these guys – to get prospects and rebuild their farm system.
Clark, talking about those changes with the roster, with the players, and just overall with the stadium, with the organization, are we going to see any immediate impact or immediate changes, or is it most probably going to happen this offseason?
Oh, it's going to be this offseason because Samson said this deal probably won't be completed until the first week of October. And that's a significant date, early October, because that's when the regular season ends and the postseason begins. And basically the offseason begins for franchises like the Marlins, who haven't been to the postseason since 2003. So that's a key point, a key time, because now whoever the new owner is going to have the entire offseason to figure out what they're going to do. And they probably, I'm sure, Derek Jeter and Bruce Sherman and his people have already taken a look at what they expect to do with this. Are they going to keep Giancarlo Stanton around? I mean, here's a guy who's on right now an epic home run tear. I mean, what he's doing is incredible. 21 home runs in the past 33 games. That's something that hasn't been done in baseball in, 20 years. And, but he's going to be owed $295 million over the remainder of his contract. Can a market like Miami support a guy who's making $295 million? This is the richest contract in North American sports. Here's a guy, he doesn't belong to the Yankees, he doesn't belong to the Red Sox, he doesn't belong to the Cubs or the Dodgers, he belongs to the Marlins. I mean, is this a market that can support a $295 million player? I don't know. So, these are things they got to look at.
Conversely, though, could you support a new franchise group if their first major move is to get rid of the one guy that's the most exciting guy on the team with the notion of, hey, it's going to make us better in the long run?
You know what? Maybe I'm a little naive here. I'm prone to that sometimes. But I think most people who follow the Marlins, and there are some people who do that, okay, that are pretty serious about it. They're saying the same thing, and they're thinking, this team needs to rebuild. The franchise needs to be rebuilt. I don't hear many people saying, keep it together, hold on to everybody. They see the flaws in the system. Look, the system has no pitching. They have no pitching at the major league level. I shouldn't say no pitching, but it's barely. It's not even average. They've got to strengthen their rotation, and they have nobody in their system that's going to come up there and do it. They don't have Jose Fernandez working down in the minors. They don't have Josh Beckett. They don't have AJ Burnett. They don't have any of those guys that they could have. They've called up in the past. No Dontrell Willis. So they've got, if they're going to get pitching, that's the way they're going to have to do it. They're not going to go out and sign a Chris Sale or some free agent. They're not going to go out and sign Yu Darvish this winter. So they've got to build it with youth, and that comes in the procurement of top amateur players.
And is it talking about bringing up the amateur players or just getting talent in the organization at the lower level or higher level? Will Jeter be a part of that? And I've been saying, like, Jeter's seen thousands of pitchers. Jeter's seen thousands of hitters. Am I wrong by saying Jeter knows a little something about it where he can help the Marlins by just being around it and saying, oh, prospect 45, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he can make it.
No, look, he can recognize a good pitcher. He's spotted him for years. So yeah, he's what you're saying. Does he have an eye for talent? I would assume so, right?
Yeah, that's my hope, I guess.
But I guess the thing is, how's he going to do this? Is he going to actually go out and roam the minors and roam the farm system and roam the country? Look, I don't know. No, he's going to have to hire, like any organization, he's going to have to hire people to do that. Good scouts.
Clark Spencer.
Can't do it alone.
Clark Spencer is with us. He covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. The timeline suggests maybe October is when things start happening, and then next season you would start anew with brand new owners here for the Miami Marlins. There's a couple things that Marlins fans are very interested in, even though it seems silly. The home run sculpture is. Do you think that home run sculpture is long for Marlins Park?
I could care less about the home run sculpture. It doesn't. I mean, I don't even notice it. I don't even remember the last time I looked up and saw it. But I'm probably, marking down somebody's home run on my scorecard or something when it's going off. But I mean, look, I don't get what the big deal is about the sculpture. I mean, in Citi Field, New York, they got this goofy looking apple that pops out of the center field well when somebody hits a home run. You never hear anybody talking about the apple that pops out of the well. I don't have a problem with the sculpture. There's some stuff I would like for them to see a new owner do, though. I hate the uniform colors they have.
Do they ever wear those blue uniforms that they debuted once when they were debuting the uniforms?
They never worn those blue ones. I'd love to see them go back to teal again. You know, they're going to have to keep the Miami name. That was part of the deal, moving in the ballpark. But I'd love to see them go back to more classic look. I can't stand the ugly lime green outfield walls. You know, they changed those when they had the World when they hosted the World Baseball Classic back in the spring. It was more of a traditional blue, and it looked really cool in there. But so, in my book, get rid of that green.
What about the like the sixth inning race? You know, with Julio the octopus, he never wins.
Every ballpark's got one of those now. You know, and in Milwaukee, it's hot dogs and bratwurst, and in Washington, it's you know presidents and you know those fish things, and here and you know this just. I kind of like the freeze thing though in Atlanta. Although it looks like he's slowing down. We saw him in Atlanta this weekend, and he got beat pretty soundly by one of the fans. So, but I thought that was kind of a clever idea. But you know what? The home run sculpture, who cares? It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of psychedelic looking. I kind of like it a little bit, to be honest with you.
Clark, I've been telling Hawk for years, monkeys riding dogs. That is the best end of break. Anytime you have some time in a baseball game.
Don't you think that might lose its luster like the third or fourth time you've seen it?
Let's go Google monkeys riding dogs and see if you can stop watching it.
You don't think the SPCA would have an issue with monkeys riding dogs?
But they look happy, Clark.
Yeah.
And they're not getting beat. They look happy.
What about the fish tanks?
Give them peanuts.
Are they going to keep the fish tanks?
I don't know about the fish tank. I would think the fish tank stays. That's pretty kind of unique. Little ballpark feature. It kind of makes it distinct.
All right, so
put some lemon pepper on side of one of them fish.
What have we learned here? Giancarlo Stanton may have to go. The fish tanks may have to go. Clark wants the home run sculpture to stay.
Oh, $2.5 million they spent on that sculpture.
On the sculpture, yeah. That's
$2.5 million.
That's a famous artist that did it.
Yeah, but you think you're going to get that money back at a garage sale if you put it in a garage sale someplace?
I got five on it, Clark. All right. Clark Spencer, he covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. So there's going to be no hiccups at this point, right? Did you find, like I said at the beginning of the interview, the press conference that David Sampson had a little bit odd because he was very adamant that Jorge Mas was not going to be part of it. But what does he care? They've sold the team.
Well, I think he was adamant only because there had been a report out that morning in Forbes saying he was going to be a part of the team. So I think he was just doing that forcefully to make clear that he's not going to be a part of it.
But what does Sampson care? Like, it's a done deal at this point. Like, wouldn't the new ownership group need to address that?
I don't know. Sampson's coming. He's had issues with Forbes for years. He never liked their market valuations on the franchises. But, you know, he's had something going with Forbes for a year. I don't know if it had as much to do with Forbes. I think it had more to do with Forbes than it had to do with Moss.
Yeah, you actually might be right on that one. All right, Clark Spencer covers the Marlins for the Miami Herald. And again, if you want to get the latest, check it out on lineherald.com. Check out Clark Spencer on Twitter as well. And hopefully tonight, Giancarlo Stanton can keep up that home run pace.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy what he's doing right now. So
you go to a Marlins game, you expect to see a home run from Giancarlo. It's amazing.
It comes up now.
Yeah,
yep.
Really unbelievable.
That's how crazy it is.
Hope baseball fans are enjoying it because it's unprecedented what he's doing. Clark Spencer, thank you, Clark.
Anytime. We'll talk to you later. Have a good afternoon.
Always enjoy talking with Clark Spencer from the Herald. So that's the latest on the sale of the Miami Marlins to the group led by Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter and MJ.
And MJ.
That's the fun part of
MJ
it.
MJ put in $27. $27. Love saying his name.
He threw $27 into the pot.
Jeter walked up on, hey, man, I'm buying the Marlins. Hey, bro, what?
Let's see what I
just
got.
Left.
The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah, I got 27 on the ceiling being
all right.
The roof.
All right, man, we got you down. And then he pulls out like a little piece of paper. MJ 27 ceiling roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
It's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Damone is writing down the ticket order for Jefferson, who's Forrest Whitaker. And he's like, all right, two Earth, Wind, and Fire Jefferson and little brother.
The ceiling is the roof.
Do you think anybody has a conversation with Michael about that? Like, about, that doesn't make any sense.
About?
Just that phrase, like, hey, Mike.
What did I you know, mean by that?
No, just, hey, Mike, just don't do that ceiling roof comment anymore. like, I know you're a part of the Marlins. Just keep that ceiling roof
keep
comment.
Keep that to keep, because they have a ceiling slash yeah, roof.
That's a North Carolina thing. Let them have that, and yeah, we'll go to a different
they should,
phrase, Mike.
I think they should play that anytime the roof or the is opened or closed.
The ceiling is the roof.
And then the thing starts to open. That's like the yeah, auditory
Mike
signal.
Got enough money to make it happen.
That is true. Yeah. All right, that's Clark Spencer from the Miami Herald. Dave and Buster's time. You know how much I love D&B in Hollywood. I'm there all the time. I was there for lunch today, as a matter of fact. So there's two really important things of note this month when it comes to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Number one, this is the perfect place to have your fantasy football draft. And number two, it's the perfect place to watch the Mayweather-McGregor fight on the 26th. If you've seen their sports bar, it is the best. I remember watching the World Cup there. There are lots and lots of TVs, the huge flat screen, high def TVs. So if you watch Mayweather McGregor there, you will not be disappointed. You'll have an incredible view from anywhere. And then the food at Dave & Buster's is off the charts. They revamped their menu. It is so good. Obviously, the games in the Midway, they're all new. They're in great condition. I can't think of a more perfect setting for the fight. And of course, as you plan on where to hold your fantasy football draft, you can't do any better than Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. In fact, there's a number you can call that's toll-free if you want to book your draft there. 844-DRAFT-NOW. That's pretty easy. Toll-free number. You can have your draft at the Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. You call 844-DRAFT-NOW, or you can visit their special website, bestsportsbarever.com. Bestsportsbarever.com. And if you have your fantasy draft there, you'll get a free draft kit and a room rental, and you get Wi-Fi included as well. So you can't do any better. You're having your fantasy football draft. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood in the Oakwood Plaza. It's just east of I-95. It's between Sterling and Sheridan. That's convenient for everyone. And, of course, Mayweather McGregor on the 26th. They're having great offers for that night. So plan your fantasy football draft at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Plan to watch the Mayweather McGregor fight there as well. And, again, if you want to book your fantasy draft there, you'd call 844-DRAFT-NOW or you go to the website bestsportsbarever.com. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, in the Oakwood Plaza. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Is it Pointer Sisters?
Yes, it is.
I like this.
It's like a throwback Monday.
Every once in a while, I do like these 80s.
We played Howard Jones in the last segment.
I'm on an 80s tip.
I like it. We are the only station in town at training camp tomorrow. Joe Rose Show is going to be broadcasting from practice in Davie, 6 till 10 a.m. And then the Big O Show will be live at Twin Peaks in Davie on University and 595. So stop by for a cold one after practice. And Twin Peaks opens around 11 o'clock. And tomorrow is the final training camp practice that Joe and Zach will be at. And that's open to the public, I believe. And then, so what happens? Training camp is over and it becomes practice? Is that like the, like, you know what I mean? Because like training camp ends yeah, tomorrow, but it's still preseason. So that now it becomes practice?
It's literally, you get to go home.
Oh, like I gotcha.
7 a.m. meeting. Until, you know, 6:30 p.m. meeting. But usually at 6:30 p.m., you got 2 hours to get to the hotel for bed check at 9:30, 10 o'clock. Now, 6:30 a.m. call. 6:30 a.m. last meeting, and you get to go home till 6 the next day. I told you, you know, I don't know if I can get in trouble now. I can't get fined by the Dolphins. I would take my ass home so much because I lived closer to the facility than the hotel. I lived 1.2 miles away from the facility. I lived 2 miles away from the hotel.
Imagine several players did.
Yeah, so I go home. And, you know, first couple days you go there, what you do is you go in. This is what you do. Let me tell y'all the secret. The first 4 or 5 days of camp, you set yourself up in the coach's eyes as a go-to-bed early guy. So their bed check is 10 o'clock. So at 9:30 or so, you walk through, you get your little food, you have the sleepy eyes. You know, you're already dressed for bed. You go get your little nighttime snack. You go upstairs. The first night they walk in your room, no TV, no lights. You're in the bed. Crowder, yes, sir. Oh, no, yes, sir. You're already asleep. Second night, Crowder, yes, sir. Third night, now they're waking you up. So that third night, they don't say nothing. So the fourth night, they don't say nothing.
They just see that you're in there.
So the fifth night, you roll up some damn pillows and covers.
You Shawshank it.
You put them under the thing. You Shawshank them. So they walk in. They see you, they see the bed messed up with something in there. But they don't want to wake up sleeping Crowder. My ass is at home. That's the trick. That's what people have been doing. I'm sorry to tell people. I hope no coach are listening because they're going to figure out what's been going on.
They probably knew.
For decades and decades because an OG taught me, and I'm going to teach. I taught some younger guys how to get over it. Become the go-to-sleep-early guy for the first 3 days of camp. You can go home the rest of the time.
They probably knew. The big story, obviously, with the Dolphins is Jay Cutler. And Michelle Kaufman wrote a story in the Miami Herald that just kind of looks at Jay Cutler and who he is and what his reputation is. I thought it was a really good in-depth look at Jay Cutler. And I thought as long as he's starting his first game on Thursday, we'd bring Michelle on and have her talk about what she learned about Jay Cutler as she researched the story. So Michelle Kaufman, who's always excellent, she writes for the Miami Herald. She'll give us a little in-depth look at Jay Cutler in the next segment.
Jay's trying to get going. He's trying to get his body in line to play ball. Well, he needs some zone line.
Zone time, baby.
Zone time, baby. Get your body in line, Jay. Get your Michelle Kaufman. I'll tell her because she already writes beautifully. Get right. Get some nutrients in your body, Michelle. Zone line nutrition. It is awesome, guys. I love zone line. I use it when I play. Now I do use it. I try to keep my weight down. I feel healthy. I feel energetic all day long. The last time I spoke to you about zone line, Sergio and his team, they weren't doing just the crazy things they're doing right now. Zone line is now the protein supplier of the Washington Nationals of Major League Baseball. They are balling this year. Gio Gonzalez, he is the main dude doing it. And his pitching, I think, has something to do with zone line. Gio is a zone line guy. Get your body in line. Don't get left behind. Like everyone else, get your body in line with zone line. I take the zone way, get my protein up. The zone VitaPacks, the Carnizone, the Lipozone, and the zone activator. It burns my fat up. It gets rid of all my fat. And then the zone activator, it is like drinking 3 or 4 cups of coffee with none of those crazy side effects. It gets you ready to work out, guys. I love Zone Line. You will too. Zone Line Nutrition is a creation of Sergio Zone Man Pacheco, National Physique Committee, USA Junior Champion. Pacheco, he trains all bunch of celebrities, a bunch of pro athletes, and the everyday person that wants to get in shape and stay that way. Zone Line Nutrition products cover it all. Pre-workout, energy, weight loss, weight maintenance, muscle building, recovery, pain management. It's everything you need to work out, everything you need to live, guys. Get on Zone Line. Multi-titled NPC champion and celebrity personal trainer Mario Redondo and Xylene Pacheco, those three make up the local Zone Line team based here in South Florida. Both Sergio and Mari run and own their own gyms. Mari's gym is in Miami Springs, Bodies by Mari, and Pacheco's Physique Gym in Hialeah. Go check it out. I work out at Pacheco's Physique Gym. It is awesome. And when you're taking Zone Line, you don't have to worry. NSF Sports Certified, MLB approved, NBA approved, NFL, MLS, IOC, you're good to go. Get your body in line with Zone Line. Go to Zone Line to find out about Zone Line nutrition products. Go to Pacheco's Gym or Mari's Gym and get your entire guidance line or go online at ZoneLineNutrition.com. You get your body in line. You will be happy. Pacheco's Physique Gym in Hialeah. Bodies by Mario Miami Springs. Online is onlinenutrition.com. And call the headquarters at 305-821-6274. That's 305-821-6274. Get your body in line with Zone Line. Radio.com.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.